Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally bring in something odd, a story, a joke, or something like that, which I call a wombat. That's where I get my title. And tonight I have a wombat kind of. My son, Paul Baya, is here with me as a co-host, and he will be playing songs he has selected. Say hello, Paul.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Dad.
Paul, just so people know who you are, tell them what you do when you're not on vacation like you are now. What's your career?
I work as a cruise director for a major cruise line, so I'm out at sea for about 8 months out of the year during 4 months at a time. And so I'm here enjoying beautiful Virginia on my time off the vessel. So I'm here enjoying some family time. Happy holidays.
Yes. So Paul is here visiting with us, and I've talked him into coming in and playing some of his music, some of which I recognize, but most of which is new to me. And I'm now going to turn the beginning of the show over to Paul. And Paul, you can tell him about your first song and wave to me when you want me to start playing it.
All right. Well, Dad, this first particular song that I selected, I once heard this particular artist. Didn't know who it was or who I was listening to, but I found out afterwards and sent myself an email. And now on vacation, just checked over my emails and found out this artist, particular artist, Diamond White. This is from a Boyce Avenue collaboration. It's by the song of Wrecking Ball. I think Miley Cyrus was the one who put this song to fame. But this is a wonderful collaboration duet featuring Diamond White from the Boyce Avenue collection. So let's play a unique version of Wrecking Ball.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a life running for my life. I will always want you.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break you off. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wrecked me.
I put you in the sky, and now you're not coming down. It slowly turns, you let me burn, and now we're ashes on the ground. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a life running for my life. I will always want you.
So hard in love. All I wanted was to break you off. All you ever did was wreck me. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, I just closed my eyes and swung.
Left me crashing in a blazing fall. All you ever did was
wreck me.
Yes,
I should have let you in. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love.
Once again, that was Wrecking Ball featuring Diamond White from the Boyce Avenue Collection. We're going to continue on with another acoustic song I really enjoy. It's by a group called The Samples that I heard at college when attending at Lynchburg College in Virginia. Heard of this band. This song is called Learjet by The Samples.
Not gone forever, not gone.
Once again, that was Learjet by the group The Samples. We're going to move on here right now to a song I like to listen to when I'm on an airplane, and the plane is just turning onto that tarmac right before its takeoff. You know, when they feel that sudden thrust of the engines, I usually like to hit play on my MP3 player or CDs, and right now this song is called Disturbed from Peter Gabriel from his Passion album. So Disturbed by Peter Gabriel. Let's take off. Once again, that was Disturbed by Peter Gabriel from his Passion album. We're going to continue on with another song by Peter Gabriel. This is from his Secret World Live album. And since listening to that last song from Peter Gabriel, I was really becoming a fan of world music. And this particular song, right up the alley of some great world music that Peter Gabriel is so passionate about. So this is a song called Across the River from Peter Gabriel's Secret World Live.
across the river, across the river I go.
Once again, that was Across the River from Peter Gabriel and his Secret World live album. We're going to continue on with another great song. Many of you may be familiar with this song from the Gladiator soundtrack. This is from Lisa Gerrard, and the song is entitled Now We Are Free, collaboration with Hans Zimmer. Once again, that was Now We Are Free, Lisa Gerrard and Hans Zimmer from the Gladiator soundtrack. Right now, we got back-to-back songs from the 1980s. This first one is by a group called Mr. Mister, and a lovely song, cool vibe to this music. This song is called Kyrie.
goes hard against this mountainside, across the sea into my soul. It reaches into where I cannot hide, setting my feet upon the
Once again, that was the song Kyrie from the group Mr. Mister. But now a word from the Papa Wombat. Dad, any words?
Papa Wombat, huh? That might make you Baby Wombat. Yes, you're listening to WEHC FM 90.7. This is Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And the other voice you're hearing tonight is my son, Paul Baya. He's my co-host, and he selected all the songs you've heard. And we'll continue to select songs. We come to you Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And if you'd like to email us, you can reach us at wehc@ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College. And you can pick us up streaming at wehcfm.com. And now I will turn the show back to Paul. What do you got, Paul?
Continuing with our 1980s theme, we have the group Men at Work. This song is called Be Good Johnny.
a bad boy, Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool. Oh, no, Ma. Oh, no, Da. I'll be your golden boy. I will obey every golden rule. Get told by the teacher not to daydream. Told by my mother. Must be gonna play cricket this year, then, are you, Johnny? Nah, 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 nah. Well, you sure are a funny kid, Johnny. But I like you. So tell me, what kind of boy are you, John? I only like dreaming all the day long, and no one is screaming.
Once again, that was Be Good Johnny from the group Men at Work. We're going to bring you to a contemporary group called Kings of Leon. I love this song. Cool riff to it. Hope you enjoy it as well. It's a song entitled Use Somebody by Kings of Leon. Once again, that was the song Use Somebody by the group Kings of Leon. For our next song coming up, this is from a soundtrack that I fell in love with of a movie about 3 months before I actually saw the actual movie itself. The movie is entitled Braveheart, and it's a song by James Horner, and it's from the end credits. And I love this particular song because of the instrument used in it called the Ilion pipe, a little bit less abrasive than the bagpipe, but just infatuated with this particular instrument and this lovely song by James Horner from the movie Braveheart. Here it is from the end credits.
Except I'm going to jump in and comment about the movie. Braveheart was one of the more powerful movies I ever saw, and heart-wrenching. It just, you really got involved with the characters. And so as it ended, it was a particularly emotional situation. And so then the music coming in, they sort of set you up for it. So I suspect, Paul, that's one of the reasons why it got you. Of course, you said you heard the song before the movie.
I heard the entire album 3 months before I saw the movie. So I fell in love with this entire album, and this particular song just fits so well with the movie.
So this is the closing ending song from Braveheart, and it's by whom?
This is James Horner, composer. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Once again, that was from the movie Braveheart, James Horner composer, and that was from the end credits of that movie. Just love that song. But once again, we are here at Wombats and Music with your co-host. This is Paul Baia, son of your normal host, sometimes abnormal, Harry Baia.
Gee, thanks, Paul. Well, that was Paul's last song, and I'm going to throw in at least one more to close out the show. But first, I want to ask Paul a few questions. Paul, what are your earliest... Here, I'll give you a few questions. You can pick whichever one you want. One is, what are your earliest musical memories? And second is, when did you first start thinking about or doing making music or creating music, singing or playing it? So tell me a little bit about how you got started in music and how you got started into the idea of actually making music.
Well, I think it's a two-part question. I've always been involved in music. Of course, growing up, you were with, you know, playing your banjo and guitar and taking us to various functions of other musicians that you enjoyed up at the Pinewoods Music Camp and so forth. And just was always involved with music. And I think the elementary school choirs up to concert choirs, all-county chorus, singing scholarship at college and so forth. But those were all tying into one of the earliest memories I have of music. I think it was celebrating Christmas down at your parents' home in Tampa Bay, right on Bayshore Boulevard. And I think for Christmas, I got a little electronic keyboard that you gave me. And I think Matt, my older brother, got this electronic digital watch that played Feralese, I think, as an alarm. And I think at one point or another, if I recall correctly, that Matt's alarm went off and I was able to pick up that little keyboard and play that Feralese song. And Matt was saying, how did you learn that? I said, well, that's the alarm in your watch. It makes this same melody. So that was a fond memory of making music, and I think to this day I enjoy playing piano and listening to songs and trying to figure it out on the piano. So that's the answer to your questions.
Huh. Well, one of my memories is taking you to camp one night, and I had a rounds workshop, and so I got up to introduce the shop coming up the next day, the workshop, and sang around. And that day we'd gone by a music store, and I'd bought you a penny whistle, and we were going off to our cabin at night, and you were back falling behind me, and I was saying, come on, Paul, catch up. And you were back there messing around with a penny whistle, and I didn't know what you were doing. And then I recognized you were playing the round that I had sung like 15 minutes earlier, and it lit me up like, good grief, he can hear that and play it on an instrument he's never even seen before. So that was my sort of earliest recognition that maybe you had some talent. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah. I don't know what song it was, but old Joe Clark. I'd probably take a guess. I don't even know.
So. Yeah. Well, so you're doing some music now, and I'm going to play a song, and let me see what I've got here. So I'm going to close out the show with one song at least, two if I can fit them in. This is a song recorded shortly before Paul was born, recorded in 1972 by Jim Croce, Time in a Bottle. And it's a beautiful song. I've always loved it. It is particularly poignant because he recorded it when his wife got pregnant, and he died in the following year, and the song was not released till after his death, and it was his last number one hit, Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes, and dreams that had never come true. The box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with.
That was Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. We have time to play part of one more song. This is Collide by Howie Day. And it's one of those songs that haunts me, and I'm not sure why, but it's always been a favorite.
The dawn is breaking, a light shining through. You're barely waking, and I'm tangled up in you. I'm open, you're closed, where I follow, you'll go. I worry I won't see your face light up again. Even the best fall down sometime. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Out of the doubt that fills my mind, I'll somehow find you and I collide. I'm quiet, you know. You make a first impression. I've found I'm scared to know I'm always on your mind. Even the best fall down sometime. Even the stars refuse to shine. Out of the back you fall in time. Somehow find you and I. Don't stop here. I lost my place. I'm close behind. Fall down sometimes. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme. Out of the doubt that fills your mind, you finally find you and I collide. Finally find.
That was Collide by Howie Day. And I've had my son, Paul Baia, on as co-host. And how'd it go, Paul? What do you think?
I think it went pretty well. It's always great being part of these. I know how you are, always exciting times when I'm with you. But of course, when we get to do a radio show together, it's even more special. So I hope the listeners also enjoyed it.
And I compliment Paul on his radio voice. I hate to admit it, may be better than mine. And Our time is running out, and it's time to end the show, and I always end it the same way. You've been listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC, and now it's time to end the show, and I want to ask you all to do what I do each week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.